IAM Collective celebrated National Indigenous Peoples Day with vendors and entertainment on June 18th to the 19th. Lori Lawrence, Executive Director for IAM Collective, says the gathering is a way to help people connect and support local Indigenous vendors and local handcrafted artists.
Well, we're here to celebrate National Indigenous People's Day and Pride and Father's Day, so we're just here to have a party. Any chance to get together and bring as many Indigenous artists and entrepreneurs together so people can find local, and rather than buying mass-produced appropriated stuff, they can find local handcrafted art, and we put them in connection with that.
With the collective starting back in 2018, Lauren says it's now up to 90 people, with hopes of more funding to have more bigger gatherings in the future.
We started in 2018 with four artists, so now we're a little over 90 artists now in our collective, including performers and everything. So it keeps getting bigger, and we keep planning more events. So if we keep finding the funds here and there, we'll just keep having parties.
Lauren spoke about one of the vendors that was at the market was Marcel Martel's Fat Man Little Kitchen, a local curator that makes barbecue hot sauce. Last year's holiday market, he sold out three times.
Someone I'd really like to mention, I guess, is Marcel Martel, Fat Man Little Kitchen. He's a local creator. He creates hot sauces, and he's also a caterer. But he's amazing. His personality is even bigger than his name, you know, kind of thing. So he's an amazing person to have out to our events. Last year at our holiday market, he sold out three times. He had to keep sending staff back to the kitchen to make more hot sauce, so...
Fat Man Little Kitchen is a local Indigenous company. Mark Martel, the owner of the company, talks about the humble beginnings selling their saucy flavors.
So I had a friend of mine who's Jamaican give me his grandma's hot sauce recipe, and that's kind of how the hot sauce started. And then I was working up north, and one of my coworkers was like, "This is delicious, but it's way too hot. I hate you. Don't ever give this to me again. If you made a not hot sauce, I'd buy it off you." So we went and bought 12 little bottles off Amazon, made the regular hot sauce and put, without all the Carolina Reaper and stuff, into those 12 little bottles, wrote not hot sauce, took it, sold them all, and that's how this whole company started.
For Windspeaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker Tremblay.